Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. It's Penny Quayle Pierce and Matthew Donaghy. So what we're talking about today is living beyond the fear. And everything that you would like to experience is just beyond the fear. And again, that's F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. And it's really important for us to understand that fear is just a thought, not a feeling. We think it, we rationalize it, we gain evidence for it, but we don't feel it. The feeling is the feeling of being scared. So we're going to start off the show with Matthew. If you were with us last week, you'll remember that we were doing manifest acceleration technique and the breaths. And we ran out of time. too busy chatting. And so we've got the last breath, soul rotation with intention, which we didn't share last week. And we'll go straight into that to make sure that we actually do cover all of the mat breaths. So I'm going to hand over to Matthew straight away so that we'll get our acts together.
Brilliant. So, yeah, what I thought I'd do is I'll explain the soul rotation breath to you and the difference between that and the breath that we used before. It's just using it with intention. And then what I think I'll do is to run through it all very quickly, just for the people that haven't heard it before. Obviously, so everybody gets value then. So when we're talking about the manifestation breath, it's the position is sitting with your spine straight. Now, the soul rotation breath is the difference between this and the last one is we're just adding intention. So when you're doing the breath, which is bringing your attention or energy through the back of the third eye, going up and connecting with the oversoul or higher self, and then bringing the energy down to the base chakra, up through the feeling centers and out through the third eye. And it's when you're doing that, it's feeling the feeling of excitement, of how it feels when you're manifesting what it is. It could be a wedding day, it could be a new business, it doesn't matter what it is, but it's feeling the excitement of what it feels to already have it and see it and smell it and taste it. Use all of your senses and bring all of that together while you're using the last breath, and it'll really help you get real specific on your manifestations. So for anybody that wasn't listening, there's six parts to this, using three different breaths. The first is the release breath, and we do two of them. That is, it's used to gather and release toxins within the body. So as I said, sitting with your spinal cord straight, it's breathing as much air as you possibly can through the nostrils, squeezing the muscles in your rectum and your stomach, and then holding your breath as you bring your chin down to your chest, and hold your breath for as long as feels comfortable, then release the muscles in your stomach and your rectum, and then tip your chin up and release the breath. So we do two of them. That's followed by reset breath, which is a very quick in and out through the mouth. ensuring that your rib cage rises. So it's doing it with passion. All of these breaths, the more you put in, the more you'll get out. So after that, you would do the cyclical breath. This is used in order to accelerate your manifestation. It's done by inhaling through the nostrils and inhaling, exhaling through the mouth. You're bringing your attention to the will center, third eye at the back. On inhalation through the nostrils, you draw your energy down the back of your chakras, down through your will centers, down to the root. Then without pause, breathing out through your mouth, drawing the energy up through your front chakras or feeling centers, and then out of your third eye. The next two types of breath will be based on this, and these are all repeated a minimum of four times. So it's only the release breath and the reset breath you do twice.
So let's go for it.
Okay, right, let's do, so we'll do one round of the reset breath. So squeezing the muscles in your stomach and your rectum, bringing the air in through your nose, so breathing in, bringing your chin down to your chest. We'll hold for 5 seconds. Bring your chin up and release the air through your mouth. So again, bringing the air in, squeezing the muscles in your rectum and your stomach, breathing in through your nose as deeply as you can. Chin down to your chest and hold for 5 seconds. Release the muscles in your stomach, chin up and release. And we'll do two reset breaths, so in and out through the mouth with gusto. So it's a. So the cyclical breath, I will go through the first one slowly and then the next three rather quickly, but stick with it. So breathing in through your nose, bring the energy through your third eye, going down through your will centers. Reaching your base chakra, bringing the energy up through your feeling centers and pushing it out through your third eye. So again, breathing in through the nose, bringing the energy down to your base chakra, breathing out, bringing the energy up and out through the third eye. So breathing in through the back of your third eye will center, down through your will centers, to the base chakra, breathing out, releasing the air through your will through your feeling centers and out through your third eye. Breathing in through will center, third eye, down through your will centers, to the base, up through, releasing the air through your feeling centers and out through the third eye. Okay, so now we're going to do two reset breaths. So that's a. And the reset breath is just designed to allow the programming to take place and actually really make a shift. So going into the soul rotation breath, there's a variation on the cyclical breath, so just follow me, I'll do it slowly on the first. This time we're going up first. So breathing in through the nose and bringing the energy through your third eye, taking it up. As high as you can to the oversoul or higher self. Still on the inhalation, bring the energy back down through the will centers, down to your base chakra. And exhaling, bringing the energy up through your feeling centers and out through your third eye. So bringing the energy in through your will center, third eye, going up. Reach up, feel the energy, connect. Bringing it back down through your will centers, down to the base chakra. Breathe out. Bring the energy through your feeling centers, pushing it out through your third eye. So two more of these, coming in through the third eye at the back, Okay, taking it up through the crown. Up, connect with your higher self or oversoul. Bring the energy down. Feel it as it rushes through your will centers, down through to your base chakra. Exhaling, bringing the energy up through your feeling centers. Pushing it out through your third eye. Just going to do one more of these. So breathing in through the third eye at the back, taking your attention up, connecting with the oversoul. Bring the intention, bring that energy down through your will centers, down to your base. Exhaling as you bring the energy up through your feeling centers and out through your third eye. Good. So we're going to do two reset breaths. So and this is the fifth in the series, and this is the soul rotation breath with intention. It's exactly the same as the breath we've just done, only this is where it gets serious. So feel it, touch it, taste it. Really bring in your imagination here. This is where the more specific you get, the quicker and more specific your manifestation will happen. A lot of people try and manifest but don't really know what they want. So it's just helping you to really focus in. So bringing the energy, four of these we're going to do. So bringing your energy in through your third eye at the back, taking it up, taking the energy up, reaching to the oversoul. Bringing that energy down, down through your will centers, igniting that will for your manifestation, down to your base chakra. Pulling the energy up, exhaling. Feel the excitement. See what you're manifesting. Push it out through your third eye. Now breathing in through the nose. Bringing the energy through your third eye at the back, up, reaching up to your oversoul. Bringing the energy down through the will centers, down to your base chakra. Bringing the energy up through your feeling centers. Pushing your intention out through the third eye. Again, feeling it, tasting it, smelling it. Breathe in through the nose, through your third eye at the back, up through the crown, reaching up to the oversoul, bringing the energy down. Bring that energy through your base chakra, through your will centers, down to the base. Exhaling, bringing that intention through your feeling centers, pushing it out through the third eye. Again, breathing in through the nose, up, taking the energy up through your crown, up to the oversoul, bringing down that power of manifestation through your will centers, down to your base. Exhaling, coming through the feeling centers, up through the third eye. And we're going to do one more. So, bringing your attention through the third eye, taking it up, connecting, bringing down energy down through the will centers at the back, down to your base chakra. Exhaling as you bring the energy up through the will centers and out through the third eye. And then we're going to finish on two breaths, reset breaths. So that's a so that is the full cycle for the MAP technique. You can do as many repetitions of the cyclical soul rotation or soul rotation with intention breaths as you like, as long as you do them in a minimum of four times. It's a good rule of thumb to ensure practicing this for at least 2 minutes per day when you start. It'll just really give you good book of evidence, and use multiple intentions. You could use this three or four times a day on different intentions, and more importantly, have fun with it, because boy, oh boy, does it work. The only thing I would add is just to reiterate what we were saying last time to anybody that didn't hear last week's show is an experience I had of this tool was I stopped using it because it was too effective. because I was trying to manifest something that I wasn't in alignment with, and hence got some lessons. So, although that was a great experience, be in alignment and be very specific with what you would love to manifest.
Yeah, and I think that moves on quite rapidly to what is grace, you know, because I think sometimes we forget that grace is like the WD-40 of the world, and for audience members who don't know what WD-40 is, it's a spray that we all spray on things that don't work, and it helps grease. It's the cosmic grease of the universe. And you know, grace is, you know, life bestowing, love bestowing, power of the universe. The mysterious way that cosmic intelligence works or moves through us towards goodness, more truth, more freedom. And when we resist hold on too tightly and refuse to let things go, it's really difficult for grace to be present in our lives. And I think, you know, one of the things when I realised that we hadn't necessarily finished off the mat technique last week was, you know, how are we going to talk about something that, you know, cobbles very nicely with soul rotation and intention. And I think, you know, grace is it. You know, we believe that God, spirit, universal power, or whatever you want to call it, has so much to give us, and so much to give us all personally, but we only need to cooperate with it. You know, are you doing your part? You know, maybe the universe is just holding stuff in a big cosmic warehouse ready to give you, but you're just not letting the blessings in. And as I said, you know, they can't do our part in our lives until we make space for it. So you may be praying, you may be doing affirmations, you may be going to therapy, attending a 12-day program meetings, reading uplifting books. But are you really cooperating by letting go of what is not serving you anymore? And I have found in my life that using the mat technique really helps me get ready for, you know, allowing more manifestation in my life. So if we make room for grace on a physical level as well as an emotional level, and we find the courage to let go of whatever is not serving us anymore, you know, whether that's a relationship, a job, old possessions, it could be a belief or an emotion that you're clinging to. And we'll be back after the break to talk about this more.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So we're talking about grace, and a wonderful tool to help you contemplate this is to ask yourself, what is it that I'm holding on to that I need to let go of? And what is no longer serving me in my life that I need to release? You know, we know it's scary to let go, you know, but, you know, your fear of letting go, you know, is groundless. You're not going to lose everything. And deep inside, you know this. You have no evidence in your life that it's going to turn out that way. So many times when you thought you were losing something valuable, something much greater is coming along. So many times when you were forced to let go of something you thought you couldn't live without, you end up having something far, far better than you ever imagined was possible. So, you know, again, it's going forward and looking at it. So I just want to hand over to Matthew so he can put his pennies worth in.
Yeah, I think grace is not something I had a lot of before I met Penny and did some of the training. And when I looked at some of my behaviours, it was really when I started manifesting around certain things that I really got some big lessons and really learned what it actually means. And what I mean by that is when you start using an effective manifestation tool, you will get some lessons. And if it's not necessarily working in the way that you thought, if you don't think you're manifesting what it was you had in your mind, it's probably because you need to look at a behavior or something that's not working, or you're getting a sign around it. And as I said, grace was something I lacked a lot of, and it was a lot of sort of ego involved around, oh, I think I deserve this and deserve that. And there was certain mindset around deserving stuff. There was sort of like a part of me that almost thought I was owed it. I was entitled to it, which was a real interesting one to look into. And then there was a part of me that actually didn't feel I deserved it. And what I found is the mind was telling me one thing and my emotions were telling me something completely different. And at the time found this very confusing, but having Penny as a guide was really helpful because it taught me that there's stuff within the mind that will hold you back and constrict you, but also could push you into where you need to be or would like to be. And it's the same with the emotional. So it's about looking into the emotions and behaviours and things like that as well, that we can be blocking things. So when I started, one thing I found around, I was trying to attract my perfect partner. And at the time, this was a big thing for me. It was a point in my life where I was nearly 40 and I was thinking, crikey, I'm getting old. I really need to meet someone, settle down. And I just kept getting lessons in, I was trying to manifest a bringing somebody in, and I just kept getting lessons and around where I wasn't taking care of myself. And it may seem like very little small things, but there was little things around physicality. So I wasn't doing as much sport as I love to do. It was something that I was holding back. So by trying to manifest someone that loved me, I got some lessons in. Well, you're not actually loving yourself here, so you're not going to attract what you're trying to if you're not congruent with how you want it to be. So it's really interesting when you look at manifestation, when you have a good knowledge, and Penny as a guide, it was like when the information comes in and you get it clearly, you realize just how everything is connected. And I realized when I took my manifestations from sort of took myself out the equation almost, and it was looking at not necessarily attracting money, but attracting people that I can help. So yes, the byproduct would be I would earn money from that. My intention was more about helping people than earning money from helping people. And just that little tweak on something can make a huge difference, because it takes you out of the equation, and it's just really pure. And I found that it was almost like having more grace around manifestation and doing it more purely and for sort of almost like humanity rather than myself. It just takes you out the equation, but it makes you feel more connected as well. Because you feel like you're doing something for the greater good. Ultimately, on the path that I'm on, and I know Penny's very much the same, it's kind of like there's nothing better than helping people change their lives. And we're not talking in small ways. We're talking shifting sort of emotional and physical pathologies that they've been experiencing for 20, 30 years. We love working with people that love working, because you get astounding results. And I think it's a credit to Penny's training, because a lot of the stuff I've learned is from Penny. And it's that when you have a clear roadmap or a clear map of the world, it's like you can go anywhere and have an amazing experience if you know all the information and you play within the boundaries. But at the same time, if you don't and you're not in that place, it can be a really big, confusing world. So I think, yeah, for me, what the MAC technique or manifestation has taught me is just how much we can learn from ourselves. Like if you're not clearly manifesting it into your life, you'll get an answer or a shove in the right direction. You need to look at this first. And that for me was just such a powerful process. And as I said, when I first started using it, I very quickly stopped using it, because it worked too well and I didn't like the lesson I got. And then I sort of thought, well, take a breath, like pick yourself up. It is what it is. You've got to take responsibility. And then you change your behaviour and you make a change. And that change just leads to incredible changes. So it really is such a powerful tool.
It is, and it's really quite amazing when you actually listen to someone else talk about it, because obviously, you know, I wrote this stuff and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really interesting to hear somebody else's perception on it. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're talking about grace around manifestation, but it's grace in the whole of your life. It's learning to... as Matthew's great quote is, you know, get out of the me and get into the we. So it's getting out of yourself and actually broadening out your life experience to include everybody else. In the bigger sense, there's only one of us here. But the experience that we're having right here, right now, on this physical plane, you know, and this planet, is there are many of us here. And it's learning that we need to be graceful in our, you know, in our communication with others, in our empathy for others, in the way that we are living our lives right here, right now. And it's quite a confusing time. And, you know, lockdown has brought, you know, the curtailing of lockdown has brought its own challenges, where people have, you know, needed to explode in certain ways. And don't get me wrong, the universe has provided very good reasons for some of the stuff that's going on globally, and especially in America right now. You know, there are good reasons for people to get upset and look at the injustices. But it's also finding different ways of looking at it and just going, this is just the big picture. You know, many governments need to change the way they're doing things, not just America. You know, America has led, you know, the world for a long time. And it's, you know, it's just showing you that, you know, people are no longer wanting to go back to the old way. And there is a need for change. But we can face that need for change with grace. And it is, you know, as I said, grace is the WD-40 of the universe. If we learn to be graceful in our need for change, what that does is it takes you out of your mind and puts you in your heart. And, you know, the longest journey that we make is from the head to the heart. But it is the most exciting journey, because we find out who we truly are. So when we resist change, then there's going to be a what I like to call a perturbation, which is chaos, until we rise above it and get a new level of consciousness. And that new level of consciousness will allow us to approach that change with grace. And that is what's happening on the earth right here, right now. Is people are saying, and some of the riots and some of the looting and some of the everything else that was happening in the States is just a way of saying, we don't want to go back to the old way. We actually want a change of consciousness here. We just don't know how to bring that change over. So an awful lot of the people who are more aware need to lead here. They need to step up to the plate and lead people to in order for them to get the awareness and the consciousness so this change can happen. And, you know, I was saying this before lockdown ever, you know, finished or started to complete itself, is that, you know, it is up to us as spiritual beings to lead and raise the vibration of the planet so that the general public can actually choose to change. But unless we are a beacon, and unless we are impactful at this time in stepping up to the plate, then it's going to go back to the old way, which, quite right, you know, I mean, really was quite miserable in a lot of ways, because we had things like racism, we had things of, you know, injustices, we had things that were happening to people that shouldn't have happened. You know, we've had all of those things. That's the old stuff. So let's choose now to actually choose something different. So, you know, one of the things that Matthew and I were discussing when we were talking about, you know, bringing the mat technique to you guys on the radio was, this is what needs to happen right here, right now. Because we need to make room for more grace on a physical level, as well as an emotional level. And we need to find the courage to let go of the past and actually engage in the future. So again, I've had my say, so I'm going to hand that over to Matthew so he can have his.
Yeah, I think very much, I mean, basing the show, when we were talking about the show originally, like living beyond that fear, I'm very much, because of my spiritual side, very much see the stuff in America, and we're very limited on what we do see. But what I think is amazing at the moment is you've got people that are standing up, and I've got to say that it doesn't matter that it happened in America. Like, I'm a white guy living in the UK, born and bred, and it's affected me. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what race you are, everyone has been affected by the situation that's going on at the moment. And I think especially heart goes out to George Floyd's family and everybody in that respect. But the way I've sort of seen it on a bigger picture, and the way I like to sort of see it, I was having a conversation with a few Americans the other day, and we were sort of saying, on a global scale, when you look at the bigger picture, we're still going through a global pandemic, and what it's teaching us is that we together we can survive anything and we can thrive. But when we think about ourselves and we disconnect from everybody else and everybody just looks out for themselves, it's just chaos, absolute chaos. And so if anything, what George Floyd's death has done is it's shown people what's really happening. And we have to be really fair here that it's safe to say that 90% of any population, any race, any colour, any type of people are amazing. But unfortunately, out of those, 10% of each probably isn't the most high vibrational, best behaving people. So people get tarred with the wrong brush. And I think that's very much what's coming out of this is we're all equal here. Like, we're all pink inside. And there's no reason that any one of us should treat anyone else badly. And the fact that it has happened and is still going on, it needs to change. And the only way it's going to change if something like this happened. So if nothing else, he's done us a service because he's created a situation that's never going to happen again. And it shows with everybody standing up and filming things, and it's uniting, it's people coming together, but doing it with grace, not with fighting.
So we'll go into a break now.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we're back. I just wanted to give Matthew a little bit of a chance because he was chatting and some of the music was covering. So was there any other point that you wanted to make around what you were just saying?
Yeah, I mean, it was just really sort of, I suppose, being on the outside in England, it's really almost easier to see some of the sort of lessons that are going on a global scale, especially looking at the stuff in America. And actually, I think if nothing else, this guy didn't die in vain, because ultimately he's a hero, because he has fundamentally changed something that was fundamentally wrong within the system. And I think whether they do it through their life or whether they do it in death, he'll never be forgotten, and he'll be a fundamental change. It'll change millions of lives, and that's a real impact, whether it's in life or death. I think that's what the corona's taught us as well. It's coming together, and it's really bringing people together, and that's the fundamental change we need to make. That it's sort of it's all of us or none. That's how I've seen it, and I think seeing it from that spiritual side has helped me see the bigger picture rather than buy into the fear of the current situation.
I think what it actually does when you do look at something from the big picture, it's not belittling the sacrifice that he made. And no. The whole thing, when you, because it's been viral, obviously, on the internet, and when you actually watch the films, you know, some people videoing what actually happened, you know, there were tears streaming down my cheeks, and I'm just going, what on earth is going on there? Because I can't swear on the radio, so I'll keep it clean, but. What on earth is going on there? You know, how could these people, not only, but why are the people videoing this instead of stopping it? You know, etc., etc., etc. And you have a tendency, because we're human, to judge what you're seeing. We weren't there. We, you know, obviously. But when you hear somebody saying, I can't breathe, you just go, what on earth? What on earth? And I can totally and utterly understand the incredulity that people felt and the absolute rage and anger that somebody, you know, was actually being killed in front of them. And that, you know, it needed to be addressed, and the injustice of the whole thing. But when you chunk it up again, you realise that, you know, whatever was going on there was that the policemen involved were also in service, because actually they needed to show the rest of the world how corrupt that, you know, some policemen are in the United States. And I'm not talking about just the United States. There's corrupt policemen everywhere in the world. And actually, what we need as a human race right here, right now, is to feel safe with the, you know, the service that is meant to be protecting us, not actually making life more difficult. And, it, you know, we need to flip the coin on this. And as I said, you know, America tends to be a leader in a lot of different things. So it's just showing us that we need to look at our own police forces and their behaviours and actually look at it and go, whoa, you know. It was just such a brutal situation. And, you know, and we need to look at brutality around the world, not just in the States, but everywhere. There are, you know, there are governments around the world that are nowhere near as enlightened as the Western world. You know, we're talking about, you know, dictators in, you know, Asia, you know, all over the place, where, you know, police beating on the public is just part of everyday life. And it's not just people of colour, it's everybody. And, it, you know, we need to stand up right here, right now, and say, enough is enough. These people are meant to be making our lives more safe, not actually making them more dangerous. Yes? And that's where I get passionate, is it's time for a change here. And it is amazing that this situation has come up in service to the whole of humanity. Because, you know, in the UK, we've had protests in the UK. They had a rally in Trafalgar Square, you know, and there were people turning around and saying, what on earth are the people doing? You know, what about social distancing? So, you know, that's where the UK comes in, is why are they protesting? You know, talk about social distancing. You can't do that in the middle of a rally. But I think it was really important for the Americans maybe to see that. I don't know if they saw it on the news, but, you know, it has affected the whole world, as Matthew was saying. And, you know, when you realise that it's had that kind of global influence, you realise that, yes, it is tragic that a life was given in order for this lesson to be learned. But from a chunking it right up into a spiritual level, you know, that was his calling in this lifetime. And that was his life purpose in this life. And, you know, he will gain a few, you know, spiritual brownie points for that one, and because he completed it, and he, you know, and hopefully his next life will be a lot better. And I pray that it is. And huge amounts of people have been sending lots of positive energy to him because he gave his life for us. So again, handing back to Matthew, and have you got anything else to add?
Very much. I think it was very easy to judge when you look at certain things, and we do it in any given situation. I mean, my first thought was, why isn't anybody jumping in? And I've had various different conversations with friends, and they said, well, it's easy to say that, but we're in England. Now, if I rugby tackled a policeman over here, the worst I'm probably going to get is tasered. It's very unlikely I'm going to get shot. However, in America, that's just the opposite. I mean, from what you see, you could get pulled over and they don't even know you've got a weapon or not, and they've got a gun to your head. So in some ways, it's kind of like, we can see why people don't jump in. But I think, again, things will change. And I mean, it's easy to say America, lay down your arms and that sort of thing, but it's looking at strategic changes around how we judge people and how we look at people and everybody. I mean, some of the rioting that's going on, it's just passion coming out as anger. So there will be the groups that are mindlessly smashing things up, and what they don't realize is that if they just use their passion in a graceful way, it could go a lot further. What they're, unfortunately, some people are doing are destroying other people's livelihoods and lives just by going on a sort of a rampage almost. And again, you can sort of, a lot of people just say, oh, well, they're just writers, they're just doing it. Well, they're not doing it because they want to be a horrible person. They just don't know how to express the anger that they're feeling. And it's the classic Gandhi. If Gandhi had been thrown off the train and had just got angry and just got angry with everybody he'd met for the rest of his life, he probably just would have physically assaulted a lot of people. But what he decided to do was flip that anger to passion and make sure that nobody was treated like that again, or that's how he wanted to see it. And he changed, he freed a whole country, he freed India. So it just goes to show you, when you can flip that anger to passion, you can have a bigger effect.
Absolutely.
So it's not about destroying things and all of that sort of thing, but it is about standing up and saying, listen, we're not stupid. We see how things work. We see how the world is working. You can't blind us anymore. The only person that you're lying to is yourself, and it's doing it in a powerful way. And the more that's going on, the more that is happening.
Yeah.
And you are seeing groups uniting and coming together in a way that we've never seen before.
Which is thrilling when you actually see it. It's it is amazing, and as you said, you know, violence breeds violent behaviour.
Yeah.
And you know, you look at that, and that was just such a prime example of violence towards a man. And you look at it, and then you look at, you know, we all look to our governments and, you know, our heads of state to look at the tone of what is going on. And when somebody says, you know, when the looting starts, the shooting starts, you just look at it and go, what? You know, that was a really ill-timed comment, and it's not helpful. Because then when someone is actually saying that, you know, more violence is okay, then, you know, people just go, well, what the hell? I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. And it's learning at that stage to go, yes, I can understand why people are angry. However, we need to bring this back now. And it's the use of grace. It, as I said, you know, as we've been talking about, it's the use of grace and going, you know, blimey, if I saw that, how, and it was one of my loved ones, what would I be thinking? How would I be actually dealing with this right here, right now? And it's astonishing, you know, once you actually bring yourself out of the me and into the we, you can begin to see the bigger picture. And you know, and being graceful, you know, full of grace, is when you go out of the head and go, that's not okay, to actually, why did this happen? What is this about? What can we learn from this? And what is my responsibility right here, right now? Yeah? How do I feel about people of different races? How do I feel about people from different religions and different beliefs? Am I that interested? Or am I just interested on how things affect me? So it's moving you towards more goodness, more truth, and more freedom. And, you know, again, we can turn around and say, you know, in the UK, we can say, actually, well, that's all about the Americans. It's got nothing to do with us. Of course, it's got something to do with us, because we're part of the same family. We are a global family now. And I think that's one of the things that the pandemic has shown us. And, you know, from my point of view and in my opinion, so it's nobody else's opinion, it's about time. It's about time that we started to care. So again, giving it back to Matthew. We've got 2 minutes, hon.
all I would add to that is that I think the lessons very much from even just a small scale. I've got a farm shop next door which has been closed for 12 weeks. And I tell you what, as soon as it opens, I'm going to be in there more often because it's a way I can support the local community. And so we need to start bringing those back in, supporting the local communities. And this is on a worldwide scale and not the big corporations and the big supermarkets. It's again another
absolutely business. Yeah, be out there, be empathetic, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next week.
Blessings to you all.